is come to our town every month.
All right. And then this is the verb, the word see. I blanked her outside a few minutes ago.
I've seen her.
Outside.
Outside.
A few minutes ago. I hope to blank you again soon.
I hope to see you again soon.
And we've blanked so little of you this year?
We have not seen much of you this year.
All right. And you can't get through there. The highway department's got their machines in, and the road's all
closed.
And also, it's also all
torn up.
Right. And you give somebody a bracelet and say to her, why don't you
wear that? Why don't you
wear
that bracelet?
And you do what with it? You do what with it?
Put it on.
Right. Put it on. And you do also what?
Take it off.
Take it off. And my sister, the word is due now. My sister blanked that.
My sister's yes. done that yesterday.
Right. And can you blank that?
Can you do that today?
And you say, sure, I've blanked that all my life.
Sure I can. I've done that all my life.
That's right. Perfect. If you're sitting with a friend, not saying anything, and all of a sudden he asks you, what did you say? You'd say, well, I said...
I didn't say anything.
Right. Or I said...
Or I...
In other words, besides anything. I didn't say anything, to say I would, but I said... No thing.
Nothing.
Nothing, uh-huh.
I said nothing.
Might ask you what's new, and you might shrug your shoulders and say, shake your head and say,
I don't know anything new.
And that's no thing is what? Is
I don't know anything.
Yeah, but then no thing is what?
I don't know.
Same one you used a moment ago. Nothing.
Nothing.
That's, you say nothing?
I don't know nothing new.
Yeah, okay. Then he'd say, oh, I thought you said.
That you knew something.
Yeah, okay, but then I might say, come now, there must be blank new.
Something you know okay. new.
And I've never heard of blank things.
I've never
heard of blank things.
I've never heard of anything.
And there's S-U-C-H.
Such a thing.
Right. If you've lived in a town all your life and somebody asked you, have you lived here long? You'd answer, why, I've
been here always.
That's the word, always. My family has always lived
here.
And if I ask you how long has that mountain been there, you might say, as far as I know, it's blank been there.
It's always been there.
And I got thrown once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since then.
Right. How long have you been living here? Well, ever blank I got married.
Ever since I've been married.
Okay. It wasn't an accident. He did it
on purpose.
Right. And what's the word that means
yes
and this one
no
and what is it if you maybe so what do you say
oh I guess
and another word too
I don't know
or something else besides guess I you use your mind for the purpose of that
thinking
uh-huh
and I so think so
I mean, is that normal to say I think so It's going the right direction, but it must be a little pulling or something. Okay, maybe that's going right now. I think it's going the right direction. There we are. This will be the last time we have to turn that because we're now on item number 104, and we're talking about this matter of asking someone. The word is ask. So you say, I don't know, you'd better blank him.
Ask him.
And so you blank him, and he says, so you what him?
I ask him.
And he says, why, you've blanked me that several times before.
You've asked me that before.
Okay, now this time it's just a matter of hitting real hard. What do you do?
Fight.
The kids get in a fight. Every time they met, they...
Fought.
Right, and those boys like to...
Fight.
They've blanked ever since they were small.
Ever since they were children.
What have they done?
Fight. They've been...
They've...
Fought.
They've fought ever since they were kids.
Since
okay, he took out his knife and he...
Stabbed him.
Right. And then a funny picture on the chalk blackboard, the teacher says, who
did that?
Yeah, but they took their chalk and they put a picture up there. They, like, what is it? What the? Oh, what is it? Where is that?